Ayin Hay. Sif Beis. We started the Mishnah Berurah. We're holding Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Okay. So it says the hairs which are darkened, the psulas which are there because they go pruas, so they're allowed to go. There's no issue of saying Krishma in the presence of their hair. I'm not going to run the shakosa del yelchel begili harosh scenarios. Rakim sarasein kluyas will asisturas. He has a chumra which they had some places in Yerushalayim. The mayor sharam their makban on this. Even the single girls, their hair is not totally loose. It's they braid it. But they pass on that there's no requirement of having them braided. So this is the cool of the Chayotim says that by non-Jewish women, which they, even when they're married, so they have no command to cover their hair. So maybe they should have the same halacha like psulas, that their hair should not be a problem. And then Rav Moshe passes like that. That we can, you know, the Mishnah Berurah presented as a sorachian, he passes the kula, and that's the Orach Hashulchan. Then says, and now there became a derech. You know, again, the point of the Mishnah Berurah was since they have no mitzvah, therefore they're considered like psulas, the same way psulas have no inyan of covering. That pashas will not apply, but the Orach Hashulchan extends it even to the Jewish woman who's, if that, since that became the standard, a way of operating. Okay, Shirigilin. Then the Ramah adds, even the married women, the parts of the hair which are normally stick out, since that's considered normal, they don't create a hearer, and then that's not what Chazal asked as a problem of sar. Shirigilin Ratzalomer. Mutal Christmas. I feel neged isha hair is even by another woman, not only by his own wife, but even another woman's hair. Kimer Gilin Behen. This hair which normally sticks out. Aleka hihura doesn't create hira. Belchavin lahistaka bishacheres the filo basaris shemikutsa simtan also. We're not talking about histaklus. We're talking about the issue of kriya keneged sar. So that doesn't apply. But a person would simply look at a woman's hair, even the part of the hair which is normally outside of the simtan would still be also. The same way looking at her finger, it's not an erva, but there's still an issue of histaklus. The shame for the purpose of enjoying the beauty of the woman. Okay, so then he says that the part which is lotse mitzutz simton, yidal ritzamim the mivad koyva shall rush yeshel tzemis. So they would wear a koyva on their heads.
Not.
And then besides that, they would have some type of like a. A tickle or whatever, which would come out in the back. Right. Which would hold the hair in; it shouldn't go, it shouldn't out. So that's lashon of tzoymus is to shrink something in, to hold it in. And there's a certain amount which, as much as you can try, it doesn't fit in. As I make a rash, but that's what the rash is referring to, and saying that that's mutter.
So.
Some cipher. Now, Zok the Mishnah Berurah Ubazayir, famous Zayir, Parshas Nosay Hichmar Ma'od Tol Yisroa Shul Masar Me'isha. The Garma Miskenusa Lebesa. So the Zayir says that it shouldn't be visible because it causes the word Misken is also of Anius. Garma Livno Adlo Yischashun Bedora, and her children will not become like Darli Ador. It causes the sitra'achra, the yitzahara, to come to the house. That's for sure if it's in the street. So the Zohra says it shouldn't see but one hair of a woman's head at night. So Mazayis Bno Yistalkun Bachashoben Al Sharbane Alma, they'll be considered like the Chosha people over all of the people. Brings bracha to the husband, Usra with wealth, Bibinina with Abonin, children and grandchildren. Because I'm gonna run the royal in a kazayer. Fine. There's this more. There's a story over there. The Kimchis was to have multiple children who became Kahana Gedolim. So they asked Kimchis, What did she do to deserve that? She said, "Mishus etzni hisir shayisabo." Shalara kares beisa imre chaluka yatzu mimena kahanik medara. The Kohen Gadol's kayach is to go into the lifnai lifnim, into the most private place of Klal Yisrael. So a person who's makbid not to go out where they don't belong. So is that they have the people who are fit in the right. Fit in the panemius. That's the word where they're in Yuma. We'll see a very interesting halacha about this in a second. Okay,
something
then,
be
sure if they're wearing sar nochris. What's sar nochris? Teswab. Kores nochris la sar shenetuch ve'en adobuk lipsor. It's not attached anymore. Vatsir le dalzeh loy amr chazal sar be'isha erva.
But you won't be
chayv yineg. So it means it's not like it was her own hair, and she would cut it off and then wear it, sticking out, etc. So that's not usur. V'yesh cholkim oimer no. Da'apa pei anokris shayach sar be'isha erva v'ser priyas arosh. Some say that it applies to pei anokris, which would translate as a sheitel.
I feel like burning it.
Okay. Because of the Medina, she and Noshim, Bepe and Nokris, Magula, Yeshla, Melis, Machal, Shulchan
Aruch. He's going to be Pater of Medina.
That they have what to rely on. Umash, Mene, Shom, the Field of Bissar, Shal Atzma, Shenechtach, Machakach, Hebra, the Rosh, Gam, Kain, Yeshla, Hakal. Not only even somebody else's hair, but even her own hair itself, which obviously looks very much like her hair, once it's detached.
Even
if Pei Anochris is mutter, it can't be her own hair. Because of what Shom, him ain minig amokim sheyach on noshim Pei Anochris, but vali dini memachbirim because that mishumar zayin ayin shom. If it's not normal to wear a sheitel over here, it's a woman who wears a sheitel would have a problem of marasayin and be us of her to do so.
And then somebody goes and covers it.
Just
like jumps out of the blanket, covers
the hay. Okay. Take a look over here at the Bir Lochav.
Right.
So
it's, but that's why. It's
in the Bir Lochav, Michutz Simton. In my version, it's five lines from the bottom. Linyan Iker Isser Gilu Sar the Isha.
Hidden,
and then everybody has the same page arrangement. Everybody see that? Yeah? And we got the Inyan Iker Isser Gili Sar the Isha.
Yeah.
Kosamog and Rum Bashema Toysis the Ksubas. There's the Toysis himself the Ksubas. The Dafka Bashuk is Usser. The Isser is. The one in Rome quotes the Tosis, that's only Bishuk. Abu Bechot, so Shana Noshim Mitzvim. Show him a term later, Begili Rosh. That, that place where men don't normally go, she's allowed to go Begili Rosh. And if even a man comes in, she's allowed to cover her hair. That's the Abu Bazar, Parshas Nosa, Hikmah Me'oid, Shal Yerashum, Masari Me'isha, Bechin Ralinuk, Adkan Lashon, Magan Ram. So Magan Ram then quotes the Zohar, which Mishnah Berurah said, so he would say you should follow the Mazar, and therefore you shouldn't be Samach on this Tosis. Now, so at the Bir Loch, Bedad, Inyan Zel, Lashach, Klal, Adin, the Sar, Be'isha, Erva, Ha'omar, Besif, Zed. That Tosis is irrelevant to our discussion, what we're talking about over here. A field of Bebeso, Bechadra, also the Kulyam, Malikris, connected. There's a separate issue. The Sugya, we're not discussing over here the issue of how a woman should dress. That's us this over here of, you know, he's stockless. We're discussing this of Kriya, connected Tsar. So he's saying that even if you learn like Tosis, that Bebeso, it's normal for her to have her hair uncovered. But since Bishuk, she covers it, it's still an area which gets the Chumra of Sarbi Isha Erva. And therefore, there's an Isser Kriya connect.
Like yesterday.
How would Darkin Lakas is Bishuk? It's Mishum Hihura of Havi Erva. Adrab, the whole the lumnus why is when she goes out amongst men, she covers it. When she's at home, basically just the nikur is her husband, so she makes it visible to her husband. That's exactly the point. So that's exactly what creates the hearer. This is the connection. So v'chein poshul ma'ayin v'chein kuzma b'yad afrayim. Leaving out the Zohar, the frum cat of the Zohar. He says, you know, that's a Zohar. But let's, you know, besides Sugas HaGemora, Ubala beis Shmuel b'simen kuf tezvav kasev. The femin againu habi das Yehudis begolei roit mamish filu b'chatzera b'chadora. So there's a the Gemara refers to what's called das Moshe. There's das Yehudis. Das Moshe means it's based on pasuk. And that is what there is das Yehudis, which means that became usually means midin of the Gemara or you know din of halacha, or it's a minig which Klais will set them about themselves. So. He says that even if it's not going to become
Aramaic.
The pasuk which you learn out the woman has to cover, which is a pasuk that's referring to Bashuk. That's das Moshe. In the chatzera and chadora inside the house, that's ready das Yehudis. Then he says, that means the private area in front of the house. But he goes to Chatzos HaRabim, Kliyama Afim Telech B'Mipachos Levad, Chasasara Mikra Averes Adas Yehudis, Shela B'Rid Milamala Kol Nashim. She has to cover it properly. Okay, the last issue he gets involved in is with the women who doesn't cut their hair. Some women, you know, would cut their hair short. The minhag of chassidim women cut their hair short, but the women who don't, should be careful when they go to the mikvah. The luck is that every single hair has to be under the water. Otherwise, she's not going to be mekayim the luck of tevila. She's even though the chart's not shaykh to this conversation over here, and it's over poshut, but since it's such an important point. Got to say it somewhere. Here's a good excuse. Let's say it over here. Okay. That was Sar. Now he moves on to the next topic, which is Kol. Yesh Yizur Mishmias Kol Zemra Isha B'Shas Kriyishma. So a person has to be careful not to hear a Kol Isha while he's saying Shema. Again, that applies to any Dabar Shema Kedusha. That applies to his wife as well. But the normal voice that a woman uses, even though a woman's voice is melodious and it's pleasant and it's a woman's voice, that's not a problem. Okay. Tezayin, the issue, sorry. But he had him. He should repeat. He doesn't repeat the brachas in that situation. Zemra Isha, and this applies to Fila Panuya, even the woman is a Panuya. Then the question is, once that's true, at what age does this is her start? Does it start it starts at the age when she's Royal Abiyah, when she's 3 years old. Some say it starts when she potentially becomes Anita. Now So the Mishnah Avol Shaloi B'Shas Kriyas Shema is Shori, Ach Shal Yechav and Lehonis Mizek Reil Shal Yevle Dei Hearer. The fact that he's hearing the sound, he's not mechuyev to stop himself from hearing the sound, as long as he's not being mechav and to listen to the sound and enjoy it, which would then be a problem here. That's why Penuya. Zemer Eishes Yish V'Ken Kol Rayas Loelam Oser Lishma. That's always us. V'Ken Penuya Shehi Nida Mechal Rayas. So once the girl has, so once she's an erva, halachic erva, she's a woman who's halachically usher to him, he can't hear the call. If she's not usher to him, she's not married, she's not a nida, she's a young girl, so then The fact that he hears is not an osir, as long as if he's not saying davar shebekedusha is not a problem. If he's saying davar shebekedusha, it is a problem, as long as he's not mechamen for enjoying the sound. Our girls are already considered becheses nidus. When they reach the age when they normally would potentially become nidus. We call them a panuya nochris, a non-Jewish woman. Higam came to call erva, the nisra marrying non-Jewish women. Therefore, also lishmoya ben mekayin ben Yisrael, that applies to everybody. Kamalkam and Hubaderech. Now, he says a kula. You're in a situation, you can't stop these people from singing, and you're traveling, and you can't. So she can't say a word of Torah, you can't say a word of Dab, you can't Dab, and you can't say, what are you going to do? Kimelo Metzino, the Mikri Erva, made a raisa, since it's not an Erva, the raisa, so in the situation of Onus, Mutter Likris Lavorech, Zimla Cain came and shown him a shrimp and a akam, he spat them in Torah with Tfilah. This is a Mordechai, if I call correctly.
Right, so if you could have three,
yeah, the source is a Mordechai. The Mordechai says, we live in such a situation, if we wouldn't rely on the fact that it's an oinus, we'd never be able to daven. There's always a situation like that. Well, Zanimra, Esas, Hashem, here to Rasecho. You should be focusing on what you're saying, not listening to her voice. Okay. Haragoboy, it's Lamar Kiman, the Haragoboy, Lo Yavan, the hero, since it's her regular speech voice, we're not worried about him coming to hear her. Philim Beishas Ish, Philachi, also Lachaman, the honest meeting word, but you can't be mechamen to enjoy it, to focus and enjoy it. That's really, like, that goes to the other issue. That goes in the issue of focusing on there. Sure, I feel a bit because that also the stock alone is you can't look at her clothing either. So if your kavana is to for the purpose of the enjoyment of the woman, so the curl applies as well. The whole. Mistakenly so, I once saw an article written by somebody, of course, who wants to mount the Isser of Kalisha. He says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshazor Mishvias Kol Zemer B'Shas Kriyishma. It's only Loch and Kriyishma. So according to him, Sar is also only Loch and Kriyishma. According to him, Tepa B'Sher is also only Loch and Kriyishma. But the woman walking around unclothed, it's fine, as long as it's not B'Shas Kriyishma. That's not the topic of the siman. The topic of the siman is the issue of a person saying keneged erva. There's a separate issue of erva, histakos, etc. He's right. It's not the topic of the siman, but don't be madaik, and therefore it's mutter otherwise.
There's a real guy.
So previously, Asuah Shmola ben Kohen ben Yisrael.
Let's do these.
Put that in.
To a Kohen, a nochris is also al tisra v'zayin, and this is to lav the raisa. To a non-Kayin, the Isser of a Nochris is Midirei Kabbalah. The Rambam says that the Isser of a Jewish man marrying a non-Jewish woman, there's no Pasuk in the Torah which tells her, there's Lo Yischat and Bom, which is a Mechlokes that applies to all nations, only to the Zion Amamin. There's also a Mechlokes that applies, the Maskav the more passions that applies after their Megayer. It's referring to the Zion Amamin. After the Megayer, you still shouldn't marry them.
Right. So now we
answer. Of course, the lashon of chitun doesn't make sense when they're still not Jewish. It's not really a chasna. So lashon chitun has to apply only after the Megayer, the Mora says. So what's the issue of marrying a non-Jewish woman? It's a pasuk in Navi. So the Rambam says, even though this is a pasuk in Navi, and even though it's etc., it's worse than all the in the Torah. Good, fine. But it's a mutter shmuz of the Rambam. Lahavdol. So Kayan is an Issa D'Raisa, it's Al Tzoyna. Yisrael is an Issa D'Ravonim.
But to have relations with the non-Jewish woman. Right.
We did
it last. It's only Midravonim? It's
the Isser, the Isser Shabbai, the Lav Shabbai is based on Pasuk in Dibri Kabbalah. You have a Halacha Moshe Mesinai, a Boil Ramas Kanai Pagan Boy.
That's what I'm saying. So how does that work?
But so that
I was wondering about that. How did Pinchas have the tequila?
So that wasn't the passion of the Rambam was saying. That means whatever that did is that's not a lot. A lot, there are many things in the Torah which are not a lot. There are some things you have to do, but they're not a lot. There is a lav mirabonan, a lav midirin kabbalah, based on the pasuk in Novi. that you cannot take. The einish over there, it's not a regular din of einishim because you don't need hasra. It's a different din. It's a din of kanoi and pagim boy. And that could be Balaram's kanoi and pagim boy depends. There might be some limitations when it applies. Has to be mamash dafka shas the ma'isa tashmish etc. It's a different. It's not the regular din. Obviously, it's wrong, but that's not a law. The law has been the kabbalah. That's
a pretty strong punishment, though, considering it's not a law. I mean. He actually killed him. It's
yep.
Kind of final after that.
that is a true statement. Okay. Let's do one more over here. Dalit. Also, Likrus Kenegat Erva. Philosophical Ovid Gilulim. Mechain Kenegat Erva's Katan Osir. This applies whether they're Jewish or not Jewish, whether it's a Gadol or a Katan. And this is referring to.
During the season,
it's an erva, boy or a girl. The Ramah says, if the child has not reached the age which is royal bia, under the age of 9 years old for a boy, so that erva is not considered an erva, which would. Be aser b'cheniker. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to say b'cheniker, and the guy with the bidyeh, but not the guy with the chaskila. Okay. Okay. New test. Can I get erva? The ksiv kiyashem lekacho mishalech b'ker machanecho b'hoyim machanecho kadosh b'layira b'cho ervas tavor. That's the pasuk. It's interesting. Like he only Ersh now woke up and quoted the pasuk. We should have called the pasuk back at Siman Ayin Gimel. Ryan Dalad. When we're with Hashem, Hashem bono erva stavur. There should be nothing visible erva stavur. That applies not only within your Dalad Amos, but kimloy enov. Kimuchu b'simanayin test of base. Okay, shloyia oz orim. Shayin is a misra erva shaloi. It can't be that he's visible either. Kol gam kem mikrazel. We pointed out that also is included in this pasuk. So erva shalakim is also. What's the chiddush? Alav yishenemar behem b'sar chamor b'sarom. Pasuk says alav kibehema ba'alav dami. So I would have argued. So there's always a kriya connected ervas behema. So the pasuk b'sar b'sarim, their bodies are like that of a behemoth. So there's always a connected air, but no, that doesn't. Kamash mum. Right, that's not a politically correct, Mr. Burr. Okay, air is cotton. I mean, yes, the truth is, it's halacha lemaisa. There's a rental time. It says a woman's an ashes ish and she's mizana with a goy. She's not also the bala because b'sar b'chamorna. It's the same way she'd be. That's if a woman would have bia, an eshadish would have bia with a behemah, she's also the bala, because it's more lama beisha, and she's with a different man. So there's always her being with a behemah. She doesn't become usher if she's mazana with a goy. We pass like that shulchan aruch, passing like that.
So what about Esther?
What?
She's
chayav mitzvah. She's not also the baal. Let's get our also the baal is chayav mitzvah. You need hasra. The whole thing is that we're not killing her yet. Could she stay with her husband? Yeah, something stay with her husband. There's an iser of doing it berabim. Tosa says that that was the case. We do it berabim. That's improper. So since everybody knew about it, that's called like she's doing a barabim. That's a separate issue. That's not this issue. It's not saying it's mutter. It's just saying she doesn't know also the baal. Let's hold it here. I have to run.